Meeting the goings on. 4321101 is my bail tail. We're expecting a sunny day today. It looks, I know it is cloudy and overcast now. However, they say better as the day wears on, with temperatures in the 80s right now, 72 degrees. The Grease Man here at the home of the Redskins, Washington, D.C., a proud, bold city. All right, let's snatch up the phone here. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, I've lived in Washington, D.C. for last all my life, really, and I've seen a change from one color all the way to the next.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
So what's the problem?
There's no problem, you know.
Kind of like the city the way it is. I like it indigenous.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that you could do a story on how it's changed.
I like it, though. I detect a hint of bitterness in your voice, sir. I detect just a smidge, just a skosh of bitterness in your voice.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, where do you live?
I live in Suitland.
Oh, God. Well, understandable. Hey, buddy, come on now. The city's great the way it is. I think we are a prime example of harmony amongst peoples. And I wouldn't change a thing about D.C. I like it just the way it is. I mean, we in the Foxhole Road area have nothing to complain about at all. I frankly haven't noticed the change of which you speak, sir. To me, Foxhole looks as Foxhole's always looked. Yeah, rather exclusive enclave of the hoi polloi. I find it right to my life. As a matter of fact, I like the city, be it. The city is laid out just perfecto, as far as I'm concerned. You know, all the monuments and everything, and yet it does have a vast indigenous flair, but I think it gives the city a personality. It gives it a certain breadth, a certain depth, a certain energy. Plus, it's a great place to direct the tourists to, you know? Nothing like having someone come wheeling up to the curb. There they are, all schwitzig in their car with their checkered shirts and their cameras a-dangle. A map that they can't decipher. Hey, buddy, how do you get to the Smithsonian? That's when I love to get them on 395. Get off at the North Capitol Street exit. Yeah, just drive around. You can't miss it. Yeah. Or maybe I'll send them to M Street Southeast. You know? Yeah, just drive around, buddy. You can't miss it there. And if you get lost, park the car and walk a little ways, you know? I always follow them at a discreet distance. I love to watch the looks on their faces as they're walking through Anacostia, suddenly find themselves ringed with the inhabitants singing,
I'm happy to see you again. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Happy to see you again.
Happy to see you again.
Party's over. That's when I usually wade in. I go to my trunk, I grab the Uzi, and I'll scatter them. I'll scatter them and walk up to the touristas proudly, boldly, say, all right. Firing warning bursts over everybody's head. Party's over. Party's over. Last time I did that, I had some poor tourist slob lying there on the ground after his brutalization, saying, my God, that one over there, the one peddling away, he's got my wallet. I said, no problem, and I jacked back that bolt, and I unleashed a burst. Caught him high around the shoulders, knocked him right off that bike, ran over, retrieved the wallet. The guy said, my God, thank you. I had all my credit cards in there, and everything, my travel insurance, everything. But you took a chance, though. You shot so high, you aimed for his upper shoulders. My God. I said, buddy, I had to be sure I didn't hit that bicycle. Leastwise, until after I checked the serial number on that thing. You know,
hey, if he's nuts, then what's that make you for listening to him? The Grease Man, DC 101. As this